Farm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So you've been sick lately?
Okay, I haven't been sick. I had the actual flu.
That's sick.
No, I didn't see... Before I had the flu, I thought those people who said they had the flu, I'm like, oh, they're just whiners.
Till you get it.
Oh. Now, I really never get sick. I am very hardy.
You and me.
Yes.
I don't get sick.
This was literally 2 weeks ago. I got off an airplane in Buffalo during an ice storm, and my beloved husband came to pick me up, drive me back, and as... I just sank into the seat. I'm like, something's not right. And then the next day, I could not get up, coughing. And God bless my doctor. She said, come in. I just want to see make sure you don't have socked in pneumonia. I'm like, pneumonia? But see, I was more afraid of pneumonia. And now I get why the flu is crazy. I could not lift my head off. You've had it?
You get.
You have no desire to do anything.
It's like complete abolition. I lost my will to live.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you've had it. And, you know, so what she did was she swabbed me so that my husband could take Tamiflu because she was more worried about him getting it than me actually having it. And I was like, wait, what about me? Because, there's nothing. They put you on Tamiflu hoping that it will. And it was short.
So he didn't get it.
He did not get it. But all I could think of is all the people that I saw in Washington, D.C., I was patient zero. Like, you know, for the 2 days
on
that
the
I was
airplane,
there,
too.
On the airplane. Oh. I never thought of wearing a mask before, and I will now. You know why? Because I was the one who gave it to everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you for that drink, Mr. Flight Attendant, as I give you my influenza A. And then you get scared because you hear stories of people. I know why people don't make it, because they have no will to drink. Like, all they kept saying was, you have to drink. And I'm like, I can't even...
Wow.
So the only thing I could eat was boxes. This is crazy. I made him go get me matzo ball soup and boxes.
I love matzo ball soup.
Yes, but like I'm usually the one making it for everyone else.
Right.
Yeah.
So I had to eat it from someplace else, and it was the only place I could, I was willing to go.
Do you get a flu shot normally?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I got a flu shot. So, which I found out is only 47% effective, which means that Do the math.
I can't do subtraction.
Right.
53.
Thank you.
I can do addition. Subtraction,
it was bound to happen. I mean, given how much I travel. And,
yeah, you travel too much. That's the problem. You're all over the world.
There were three days. Yeah, but I didn't get Ebola in Nigeria, you know? I mean, I got the flu. I got the flu in Cincinnati.
That sounds like a play.
Totally. That's your next play.
It would be very
apropos
boring because everyone
are
would be
you
lying
healed?
Down.
Do you still have it or are you good?
Well, obviously, I'm here.
I don't know.
Yes, I am good because I start rehearsals on Friday and it's got to hit the ground running for Irma Ajiba.
Are you nervous about that?
Oh, am I? Yes, as I should be. My favorite quote about that is Sarah Bernhardt saying to an actress who said she doesn't get nervous going on stage, and she said, people without talent rarely do.
That's awesome. That's good.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.